Mike, let's start with the guy on the mound today, Stephen Kolick, coming off a real nice outing in L.A., his last time out. What continues to impress about Stephen Kolick, the way he works?
Stuff's been good, commanding the strike zone, controlling counts, all of it, being able to get early outs. Changeup's been good, cutter's been good, power sinker's been, the calling card has been good in all phases.
Jose Iglesias in the lineup today, coming off what was a big impact on yesterday's win. What kind of impact has he had, both on the field, but also as a veteran presence in the clubhouse?
We've got a veteran clubhouse. He adds to it, so that's important. He understands how to see the game, play the game. I think I was on display for sure yesterday, a couple two-strike hits. Jose does a nice job. We have a lot of regulars. We're getting the Lee off his feet to get a DH day-to-day, but we've been able to pass the DH around and get him on the field. So he's played second, short, and third more recently. Again, went in yesterday and got a couple big hits, big hit and a big RBI to win a game. So he's done a nice job for us.
As far as the relay yesterday to keep the game tied, I mean, that's the kind of thing that you practice going back to the early days of February in Peoria. When you have a moment of play like that that contributes to a win, I mean, is that especially satisfying from your seat?
Yeah, it's very satisfying. It shows up a lot more, at least in my eyes, than maybe other people are peripherally are aware of it. We do a lot of things very fundamentally sound that lead us to win a game. We do a lot of things fundamentally sound that keep us in games. We play a very clean style of baseball and do a lot of things right. And Jackson did a great job, just a really well-executed baseball play. Busts his tail over, keeps the ball from getting in the gap. Probably had a thought about diving for a ball and then realized it wasn't there, was smart, went and grabbed it, came in through a low, nice, easy-to-handle ball from Hosey. Because he's able to do that, Iglesias is able to, turn and gather some momentum, which allows him to make a stronger throw and a more accurate throw when the first throw is accurate. And he did just that, and then Diaz in a good spot to tag him out. So it's a big play that was well executed, and it's the fundamentals that we expect and work on, but don't take for granted.
With Kolick, how have you noticed that sinker you talked about? How have you noticed his understanding of the pitch and like when guys are on base, how he can use it as a weapon to get a couple outs, and how he can use it as a weapon to kind of keep hitters off balance and get quick outs?
Yeah, I think there was that's one of the things that I think that the eye test will tell you, but also that, analytics will tell you that, just where you're throwing it, where it's getting the most play. Last year at the bullpen, he's coming up, maybe just because he's trying to get his feet wet, just trying to make sure he's in the strike zone with it. But there was a real clarity that, with righties, he just wasn't throwing it in enough. And when he is throwing it in, you're going to get ground balls. And then that's one of the benefits I felt like for Steven to make the transition to start was his ability to throw strikes, his ability to have a power sinker that was able to get guys on the ground if he got in traffic and, you're one pitch away from being out of an inning with one out. So, yeah, it's just a good pitch that has a lot of awareness to how to use it now best.
The lineup, Arise, second Sudeikis in the cleanup spot, the switch with Merrill. What do you like about that?
We're still getting a feel for it. I mean, yesterday we saw it, and both guys both contributed. So you could have said, well, they could have done that in the spots they were in. But I do I think it makes some sense. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. But until we play with it, we won't have a better idea. But I like the idea of it.